Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Welcome to The Kat Nelson Show. I'm the one and only Kat Nelson, MMA fighter out of Orlando, Florida. You can join me on my journey to becoming the baddest bantamweight fighter in the world by following me on social at KatNoy11. This episode is brought to you by Black Lab Organics, all natural and organic dog treats. Our goal at Black Lab Organics is to create CBD-infused dog treats with real ingredients because we believe that dogs deserve better. Follow us on social at Black Lab Organics or visit our website, blacklaborganics.com. Use discount code CAT10 to get 10% off your next order. Crazy about fights? The Fight Bananas podcast is all fight news and everything fight related. Follow them on social at Fight Bananas Official. You can also tune in on YouTube, all podcast platforms, and iHeartRadio. I train about 5 to 6 days a week, and as a fighter, I understand the importance of recovery. Fusion CBD Products always has my back. I use their CBD oil every morning in my coffee and their CBD balms after trainings and before bed. And just like that, I feel brand new, ready to take on the next day. Follow them on social at Fusion CBD Products or visit their site, FusionCBDProducts.com. New Dimensions Wellness Studio is a premium health, wellness, and performance center that combines cutting-edge technology with ancient wisdom. Every visit I make to New Dimensions, I leave feeling like a brand new woman. Whether you're an athlete that wants to excel in performance, undergoing rehab from an injury, or just want to take care of yourself, they will guide you to all your needs. Follow them on social at ND_wellness or visit their site, mynewdimension.com. Just Blaze Clothing is South Florida's number one source of clothing for the cannabis community. They sell all types of apparel, accessories, and rolling trays, perfect for any stoner dude or stoner babe. Check them out on social at Just Blaze Clothing or on their website, justblazeclothing.com. Never stop, never quit. Support local fighters with Team Reaper. Team Reaper creates personal fight apparel just so fighters can make profit. I have my own fight apparel you can purchase on the website, reaper1.co. You can also follow them on social at TeamReaper1. By purchasing my shirt, you will not only be supporting me, you will also be supporting this podcast, other fighters, and Rue Camp Champs, a youth crime prevention organization in my hometown, Orlando, Florida. Rue Camp Champs' mission is to get youth off of the streets and teach them martial arts. You can also donate to Rue Camp Champs at kidsmma.org.
And the hemoglobin.
Oh, big shot, spinning back fist, right hand. And that is all. She wrote. That's a wrap, son. Cat.
All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Kat Nelson Show. I am joined by my beautiful guest, Jada Alicia. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. By the way, guys, Jada came with me to my competition this past weekend at Newbury Jacksonville, and she's like super dope for that. It was last minute, and she didn't mind just hopping in my car and driving 2 hours with me. to watch me compete and coach me a little bit, which really helped. Absolutely. So, Jada, you play a lot of roles. You're a mom, you're a fighter, you're a stoner. How did, just jumping into it, like 2020, I know a lot of us were greatly affected, especially economically, health-wise. How did 2020, like the coronavirus pandemic, first, like any drastic changes? I know you have children, and like, just how was your life once it hit?
I wasn't affected by the coronavirus like your typical average person was. I didn't work a 9-to-5 job. I've been pretty much since Levi's been born. The hustle has changed. I've had to do different hustles in order to provide for him and also stay at home with him. So, and then on top of training as well. So for me, it was actually, in the beginning, like when the lockdown first happened, it was actually kind of a relief because my life was so hectic and my schedule was so busy all the time that it kind of just like brought that calm to my life.
Yeah.
And then like financially, it didn't really, affects me either. So it's actually been more of a blessing than it has otherwise. I'm sorry, I'm looking for my lighter.
No, you're good. No, so that's awesome because I honestly feel the same way. Like some people either really suffered from it or others realized like, wow, like maybe this needed to happen because some things took place and now my life is actually kind of better. And I actually like staying at home and making money from home too is like the best thing ever. I don't want to go back to a normal job again.
Yeah, no. Like once you're out of that, it's really hard to get back in. Like you just would rather work twice as hard than go back to that lifestyle.
Yeah. So what about like, I know like for me, you know that I set up my own gym at home and I know that you got a bag and mats and everything. So how was training for you during the coronavirus?
Training was actually, I had like a little setup at, I'm at a new house now, but before I had like a little something set up at my house, but was fortunate enough to have friends like Mitchell Chamale who, would have sessions over at his house regularly. And, you know, like we've trained together over there, throughout the entire shutdown, like the entire lockdown. And, And so the training never really actually stopped. Yes. But yeah, the training still, like, I still have my training partners, training on a regular basis. So it never really, if anything, I think my training got better and my consistency was better. And it's just kind of like grew into something a little more.
Yeah. Like a lot of attention to detail. And like, I feel like not having that mass class or group of people around like might have made you more creative. Like it, yeah, that's how I feel too.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, awesome. So when did you start fighting and why?
I started training in 2013. I was in a pretty toxic relationship and my sister had been training she'd been doing jiu-jitsu for a while. And I always wanted to do it, but it was like one of those things, like I would rather work and not do anything for myself and just pay bills and, you know, take care of my kids and just do that. And so I was like, went from like being a server, working 7 days a week, you know, like 6-7 days a week every day for so many years. I was like, that's, I need to do something for my mental health. Do something for myself to find myself again, because I think I just got caught up in becoming a robot. And so my sister was doing it and she was like, listen, just come train. I'll pay for your tuition for the first couple months or whatever, see how you like it. And I already knew I was gonna like it. I am very competitive, and the moment like I walked in there, that was like I never stopped.
Yeah. At all. And you're good. So that's a good thing. But yeah, that's cool. I like, honestly, like we have this not same, but similar story, toxic background. Fighting and practicing martial arts is more of like an outlet and, right. You know, creatively, it helps with if you had, you know, it's probably better now. Like for me, it's like just letting out and being able to let go and not, and, you know, hit a bag or something or jujitsu.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's cool. I heard from a little bird that you might have a fight coming up soon.
Yes. I'm, you know, still recovering from a knee sprain. I don't think it's too serious. It's not 100%, but you know, I try to hop in when I can, as much as I can, get that experience in. And I would like to get a kickboxing fight, hopefully right around the corner.
Okay.
Our team, you know, pretty much stays ready. So,
Viewers, Jada is also my teammate at Fusion XL Performance. So we saw each other yesterday. We'll probably see each other tomorrow. But right now we're pretending like we kind of don't know each other.
Yeah, no.
But yeah.
No, you've been an amazing training partner for me. I love really? Having a training partner. Yes, absolutely.
Good. I'm glad.
Size-wise, you're not an asshole. And just the hard work, you know what I mean? Like we're on the same path and we have exactly. the same vision. And like, so, and another woman building another woman up, like it's not, you know, it doesn't come by.
Yeah, often. It's exactly like it's, I don't know why, but it's just the girls, like, they just like get so, I guess, intimidated and like aggressive. And it's like, I mean, I'm just here to try to get better and make you better too. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. Yeah. But yeah, you same with you. Like you're pretty.
I think that's why we've been able to train together for, actually, I didn't realize it's actually coming up on 2 years now. And
yeah.
And I think we've both grown so much in mm-hmm. that short period of time. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a ride. It's still a lot of fun, you know. Still got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and it seriously like flew by. And then with this year, everything that has happened, it's like, I don't know. It's just crazy, like looking back. Just at 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. You've done a lot in 2 years. Staying active, competing.
I mean, awesome. I think everyone in Fusion has been pretty active, but. Yeah, so when was the first time you started smoking weed? Do you remember, like, the first time you
Oh, yeah. Okay. Everybody remembers their first time.
Yeah, I
I was 18. I wasn't very young. My dad was pretty strict. Like, he did not fuck around. So I was 18. I was with my sisters and my cousins. Well, my sister and my cousins, and they had been trying to get me to smoke weed. They like just moved into their condo, you know, like when you first move out and like throwing parties and shit. And
yeah, party phase.
Yeah, and I never really went through the party phase, but because I became a mom young, but yeah, okay. I remember I was just sitting in a circle with me and my cousins that we like grew up together, you know, just. Acting stupid, and we all hit a bong, and I just remember laughing the entire night. And then we went to McDonald's and ordered a bunch of food, and then we just did it all over again.
Yeah, so it was just that one hit.
Oh no, we were smoking like a bag of weed that we smoked that night, just mm-hmm. all night. But like back then, I'm kind of old, so like we were smoking regs, so it took
You don't look old.
It's like a whole bag of weed to get high. Like it's so terrible. But Yeah, I was 18 years old.
Yeah, I mean, when I smoked the first time, I was with my cousin in a car, and we were just parked because we were scared to drive. And it, like, I felt like I wasn't high. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, am I high? Am I not high? Like, what is happening? And I guess that meant that I was high, because I was like, what the fuck is happening? No. And we literally sat in there, like, admiring, like the sky and shit, like 5 minutes to an hour. So, yeah. But,
so funny.
So, yeah.
How old are you?
Damn, I was, like, a freshman in high school. So, like, 15, 16 or something like that, I think. Yeah. But, yeah, weed is good. Weed is good. And we're here to talk about that.
Yes.
So did you start kind of like the same reason why you started fighting too, or was that different times? Like, was it from a toxic background?
No, it was different times. Like, I didn't have a terrible childhood or anything like that. Like, my dad took pretty good care of me and my sisters, and like, I was good. I just wanted to smoke, you know? And then once I did, it just kind of never really stopped. And, and I've just always enjoyed being in that state of mind. Like, I'm a thinker, and I have like so many questions about so many things that, like, I just like being high doing it.
Yeah. Does it kind of like dial everything down? Like,
Like, I feel like I think more clear, even though some people say like it clouds your judgment or whatever, but I really don't feel like it does. Like, it's not like alcohol, like, it's not tainting you like that. Like, it, I don't know, like, it just helps me focus. It's like Adderall for people who are like into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it's better than Adderall.
Yeah, exactly. Way better than Adderall. But it does help me. It definitely helps me like hone in and like focus.
Yeah. So was this like a time where, like, obviously there are still a lot of stigma and all that against marijuana, which is just crazy. But was this a time like where shit was strict, like cops were arresting people and?
Yeah, I think it like just like started to like simmer down.
Okay.
A little bit. Like,
all right.
So it's, I mean, it's like, I feel like it's progressed, like, so it, like, it changes every year.
Okay.
You never really know.
So I know you said you moved to Orlando around 8 to 9. Mm-hmm. Where were you born?
I was born in, actually, St. Croix, Virgin Islands.
Oh, that's so cool. I've always wondered. I'm like, what is she? Like, what is her background?
I know. Everyone's just like always like listening to all this island music. And like, yeah. But but I was born in St. Croix, Virgin Islands. And then we moved to Hawaii. My sisters were born in Hawaii. Long story short. But then we moved to Hawaii, and then we moved to Orlando. Altamont Springs.
Okay, cool.
And I've pretty much been here since then.
Yeah, I was born and raised here, like, Floridian, boring.
What area are you from?
Right now, I'm close to the airport. But I've always lived in the, like, central Florida area.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah. So, our time is almost up. But a few more questions. Do you know a lot of people like that are still against marijuana, or are you around a lot of people that are more free about it?
I think it's like more recently, it's a little like, you know, it's more accepted, like it's more acceptable than, but I think more people are more towards it. I know of a select few people who are, like, completely against it, but it's never anything, like personal towards me or anything.
Yeah, I feel like more people, even if they don't smoke and they don't prefer it, they're still open for it, swing towards it. So that's a good thing. And we've come a long way. And when people are against it, do you talk to them about it? Like, do you try to tell them, well, here are the benefits? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Especially if they give me something to, you know, like it's usually in an argument typically, but yeah. Yeah. I would say I would definitely.
All right. Well, okay. All right, guys. Well, Jada and I are pretty stoned. So we're going to go off air and chill. And thank you for watching. Catch me next week, Thursdays, 7 p.m. Bye, Jada. Have a good night.
Bye. Good night.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.